As a librarian, I get frustrated and angry when I don't have the resources I need to help people find the information they want.
Well, I never in all my life.
Ma'am?
I came in here to find out something about this surgery my doctor wants to do on my heart.
Well, I know you're upset and you're scared about this angioplasty procedure, but we just don't seem to have anything on clogged arteries and balloon surgeries. I'm sorry.
On this episode of The Commercial Break,
the Washington Monument, the thrusting nature of man. The Eiffel Tower, thrusting, penetrating nature of man. The space station, basically a big penis. A big, hard, erect penis in the space sky.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning! Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. Here we are. I wanted to say this really quickly. Pretty soon, you're going to hear the second coming of
Zahn.
John Zahn. And of Reggie Watts here on The Commercial Break.
Oh, right.
He just announced, today, that he'll be going on tour next year. A fairly extensive tour. I think it's like 16, 18 cities, something like that. So if you get a chance, go check out Reggie. Tickets are available now. We love Reggie.
He's so interesting.
If you want to see an interesting comedy show, like, you know, not the, you know, callback, response, punchline, setup, punchline. There are some comedians out there who are doing this really well, just being unique. And Reggie is the uniquest of the uniques, I think, in my opinion, doing it right now. It'll be music, it'll be comedy, it'll be shenanigans. Reggie Watts, tickets are on sale, so go check it out. And then you'll hear his second interview with us maybe next week? Or maybe you already heard it this week? I don't know, who knows? Because we are recording in bundles so that we can take some time off. Chrissy's going to Memfo, I am getting surgery, so we're going to be taking some time off. I'm going to be getting that hyperparathyroid taken out, Chrissy.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I tell you that they sent me a link to the video?
Yes,
I did. Yeah.
And you said you shouldn't have watched it.
I should not have watched that video. Now I go to sleep. I'd like right before I go to sleep, you know, like that little phase where you're like,
yes,
in and out of it, uh-huh, a little bit. All I can see is my neck being slit,
right,
open. Oh. And it doesn't feel good. That's not a feeling anybody wants.
No.
But I mean,
like,
the good news is
the best of care.
I am in the best of hands.
Yes.
Literally. Astrid will be doing this with sterilized silverware. So it's going to be it's going to be good for the whole
kitchen.
Family.
Yeah. It's a whole family affair.
It's a whole family affair. That's what it is.
Scalpel.
Knife. I started watching Spatula. Spatula. I don't like, anyway, I don't want to get into it because this is going to steam me up. Thongs. Hand me that t-shirt. He's bleeding. Stuff it in there. I started watching Shogun.
Which is amazing. I love that show.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm like through the most of the first episode.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily my thing. I don't love period pieces. It's not my thing. But I do have to say I'm impressed so far. It's been interesting.
It took me a little while to like really get into, like, go through the first two episodes.
Give it two. I'm in now. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
And then you want just more.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it. And there's what, 10 episodes altogether?
There's a great story to it.
Yeah. Oh, it's like it just takes a while to get into the characters.
They kind of give
stuff.
You a lot of backstory to start with, I think.
But then
the story itself starts to come together.
I will have to say, if we're going to do a period piece, Japan in the 1400s through 1600s is a cool period to look at,
right,
because it's so different from our culture.
And yeah,
absolutely. Like in the first episode, I mean, I don't think I'm giving too much away here, but in the first episode, the one guy speaks out of turn and then they kill his child. He offers to kill his child because he spoke out of turn.
Yeah.
And it's like, how fucked up is that? I mean, just absolutely fucked up. And then there's some cuckolding in the first episode, which, you know, I like a good cuckold. So there you go. Yeah. If I'm going to cuckold, let it be on TV. That's all I got to say. And so Shogun, very interesting. And I'll keep you posted on what's going on, because we got to talk about it now. And I'm the last person to watch it, just like I'll be the very last person ever to watch The Bear, because Astrid and I have agreed to watch it together, which means that'll never happen.
I know Jeff and I have a couple of those where we don't watch without the other one. And they've been on hold now for a while.
It's hard.
It is.
It's hard because, you know, the stupid. Here's why it pretty much all of my nights are taken up right now is because we keep our data here on a hard drive, what would probably be more aptly referred to as a server. It's got a lot of space and capacity.
It's our own personal cloud.
It's our own personal cloud. It's got. I have it right here in my house. And it's expensive. And it's expensive to house data. And so I got these guys up at this computer store. I'll give them a shout out. Peachtree Computers, if you're anywhere near the area. I think they have a couple locations in Atlanta. So I go up there like the novice idiot dum-dum that I always am. And I'm running out of space on the one server that's got 18 terabytes worth of information. We've been doing the show for a long time. We have a lot of episodes. We keep everything. Why? I don't know. Because I'm hoarding it like Dick Tracy stuff, hoping that it'll be worth something someday. But probably not. I'm probably just keeping way too much of this. But anyway, I go up there and I go, hey, you smart guy. I got this thing and it's running out of space and I got a new one that's got more space. And how do I do it? And he's taking me through all these words that I don't know. And I'm just I'm nodding my head as if I know exactly what's going on. I'm like, And he's like, you can use the HDD or the SDD, and then you get the hard drive, and then you're going to do a hot swap. And he kept on saying hot swap to me. And I was like, hot swap. Yeah, hot swap. And then he was like, I don't know, RAID 5, RAID 6, RAID 2, HSD, CSD, DDD. You got to get your ports right. Make sure your port is 55001, not 6281. All this other stuff. Hyper backup. Make sure you do the hyper. And I'm like, okay. I'm like typing things down. And I'm like, great. Thank you. And he goes, because if I do it, I'm going to just charge you for my time. And this is going to take a lot of time. You got 18 terabytes worth of information. It's probably going to take a couple days. And I was like, oh, a couple days. Okay, all right. I'll pay for your time. He's like, listen, you can do this. It's really easy. You literally have a program that comes with that server that makes it like idiot proof. You're going to be able to do it. And I was like, okay. So I come in here. I set it all up. I'm actually putting hard drives into the server. I don't know really what I'm doing, but I'm just following the instructions. And then I plug it in and I turn it on and it zips up and it goes, oh yeah, do you want to do this? Sure, yeah. Next step. And then I start getting into some of the more complicated things, but I refer to my notes and I'm like, okay, I got it. Perfect. And I keep on thinking to myself, I keep on hearing what he said. Couple of days. It'll take a couple of days to move that
idiot
data.
Idiot proof. Couple of days.
you can do this. And I'm like, I got this, Brian. I'm patting myself on the back. I'm like, you got this. Look, you set it up. It's running. It turned on. There's a page where you have information. Like, this is great. Chrissy, I am now on day number 13 of moving the data from one to the other because the hot swap. I forgot about the hot swap part. And so I'm now transferring file by file from one server over to the other.
Chrissy. Oh, God.
I called him. I said, I didn't do it, dude. Something's gone wrong. I tried to put it. I did the thing and you told me to do. And he's like, did you do the hot swap? And I'm like, no, I didn't do it. I forgot about the hot swap. They didn't tell me to do the hot swap. And he's like, oh yeah, that's a whole different animal. You got to do this and do that. And he walked me through.
So you're in it now? You can't go back and hot swap?
I can hot swap now. If I hot swap, it's going to be 13 more days just to get to a point where I can hot swap. I got to now erase all the data and then make sure it's
backed
up.
You're on the journey now.
Yeah. But the thing that he told me that was really smart, and I probably should have done years ago, is he's like, listen, go to this website and start backing up all your data onto a separate cloud because these things break. And if it breaks, you're going to be very sad that you can't get at that information. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, make sure you do RAID 6.7.35 so that if one works, it doesn't, the other one crashes, and then you have one that works. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he's walking me through this. And so I say, can I bring it up there? And can you like just make it go? And he's like, no, I can't make it go. You've done something you can't undo now. Oh. And then I think I'm smarter than him. So I go, listen, what if I do this? I have 60 terabytes on this new server, this new NAS. What if I was to like put the new information on there. And then I erase the other hard drives and then I put them in there. And then I've got this whole new pool of information. I got off of like 80 terabytes that I can do whatever I want with. And he's like, it doesn't work that way. And I was like,
you've been hearing that a couple of times.
He keeps on saying this to me. He goes, and he's so nice about it. He's like, I hear you, but it doesn't work that way. He's like, it doesn't work the way you think about it. This is not like, you know, your pool where you just, water.
A little bit of this.
Water in, water out. Drop this in, drop that in, hope it works out. Come back a couple of days later.
It happens.
Put more stuff in, take more stuff out. I've been trying so hard to get this right, and I just fucked it all up. Now, the good news is the information's there because I smartly backed it up like he told me to. But, you know, it's just a whole complicated, confusing mess. I'm not built for this kind of stuff.
Like, no.
I know about trolling on the internet. I can Google. I'm good at that. I can flip my finger up and down on the toilet a couple times a day. What I'm not built for is like SSDs and HDDs and hard drives and SATA and RATA and RAID 5 and HD1 and all this. It's all very complicated to me anyway. And I don't understand why it can't work more common sensely. Like if I have 80 terabytes of information, shouldn't I be able to use all, or 80 terabytes of space, of hard drive space, shouldn't I be able to use all 80 terabytes? Nay, says the guy at the computer store. He says, you have to do RAID 6, because if you do RAID, I don't know what RAID 6 is. Why can't I do RAID 1? He says, because then if one of the drives breaks, then you're fucked. So you have to pool all your information together, use RAID 6, and it keeps copies on the other ones. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why not just keep it on one? What if it breaks? And I said, what if? I got a backup on the cloud out there. He goes, yeah, but then what if the backup on the cloud doesn't work? And I'm like, we're asking about a lot of hypothetical scenarios that all sound very terrible happening at the exact same day. Like, can't we just pretend like everything's going to work out? He's like, I have a feeling you've been pretending a lot of things are going to work out. I was like, it's kind of a pattern in my life. Yes.
I have a feeling you've been pretending.
Hot swap! Bitcoin. Yeah. Bitcoin. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so honestly, I'm about as smart with servers as Trump is with Bitcoin. I go in and I say all these words and the guy's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
We are literally talking two different languages. And that at that computer store, everyone's really nice. It's just, at least the one I go to, it's a little tiny little one.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a couple of used computers out front, you know, hard drives and stuff like that you can buy. And then they got a little desk, and then they got a whole office area in the back, which just seems like just a bunch of college kids and 30-somethings back there, you know, eating Doritos.
Seems like it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is, right? It seems like if you know about this kind of stuff, that's a great job to have. You go there, hang out with your friends, look at other people's nudes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Look at other people's nudes. That's what you do, right?
It's like the old film developing.
Uh-huh. It's like those Geek Squad guys when they had Geek Squad, which I now think is whatever, Best Buy Help or whatever it is.
Oh, they changed the name?
Maybe there's Geek Squad. I don't know. I've been to a Best Buy in so many years.
They spend so much time.
I mean, I go to
branding that. I think it's still Geek Squad.
Is it? And they'll come to your house and do shit like that?
Yeah, they do. We've used them.
Thank God for those people. But
yeah, we've used them to hook up our TVs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've used services. I don't know if it's been Geek Squad, but I've used services similar to Geek Squad to do that stuff. I had a guy, well, he was like a studio pro, came in and helped us with his studio because I couldn't get any of it right. I had wires going everywhere.
That's right.
And he kind of helped me. Well, now I got wires going everywhere again. It's been a good year since he's been here. So if you remember, in the early days of like the iPhone wasn't the most reliable thing in the world. Oftentimes it could get stuck or the wheel of death or whatever. You know, it was a brand new technology. And so you'd have to bring it to the Geek Squad or Apple or whoever. And they say, oh, give me your password. Leave it here. Right. And that was like, to me, that was the scariest thing in the world. Like, oh, shit, he's going to read all my text messages. He's going to look at all my photographs. You're supposed to just trust that the 22-year-old kid who's going to take your phone for the next day is not going to look at any of your more salacious shit.
Sensitive
information, take screenshots and send it to his friends. Like, if I was in that position, I'm sorry, but curiosity got the cat. I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's how a lot of these What? Hey, someone just got upset. I said curiosity got the cat, and it sounded like a cat was dying.
It did.
Maybe that's one of my daughters calling back. But do you know what I'm saying? Like when you leave that stuff, you leave your computer, leave your phone.
Yeah, there's a little sense of like, okay, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You're either getting it fixed or not.
I'm going to have to trust that there's some...
The pain of it not being fixed outweighs the sensitivity.
Yes. I'm going to have to trust that there's some special oath that they take. Like, I shall not look at nudes from someone else's phone. You know, kind of like jurisprudence or something like that. Something out there in the Hippocratic Oath that they take for the Geek Squad, like the Geek Squad oath. Like, I shall not look at nudes. But you know they do. You know they do. They must. Yeah. I mean, come on. They're just human. It's just like those photo developers.
That's what
guys.
I was saying, like the old film developer.
Yeah. You leave it at you. Jesus, those film developer guys. I actually knew somebody. I worked at a restaurant, and there was an older lady that worked there, and she was a film developer.
She was probably 30.
Yeah, yeah.
And looking back.
I know, I say old. She was 32. But she was alive during film developing.
Right.
You know, she worked at one of those like little shacks. You would,
yeah.
You know, Kodak Shack or whatever
those.
It was. And she told me, she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, you had to look at the pictures yeah. because you printed them out. In some cases, you developed them. You would actually put uh-huh. them in the solution, do it yourself, depending on where you work. She's like, you could not look at them. And she told me there was all kind of shit, all kind of shit. And she was like, but we did have a code of ethics. That code of ethics was if you saw something like a murder,
yes.
you'd have to call you know, your higher up, your manager, whatever. There had to be a decision-making process going. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. You know, I wish we still had those developing places. I don't know why. It just always made me feel good when I drove by one of those little Kodak shacks. I still remember the last Kodak shack I ever went to.
Oh, wow.
In Sandy, LA.
I liked the anticipation, kind of like you dropped it off and you hoped you'd taken some good ones and you get them back. And
yeah,
they could be funny.
Those little disposable uh-huh. cameras that, what do you do now? I mean, I'm sure there must be, like you can go to CVS and get photos
you can.
To live
it. Yeah, I mean, develop. I know for a while that was what people were doing at weddings, too.
We did it at
our
wedding.
You did.
We still have those cameras. We've never had them developed. We should do that, honestly.
That's, oh my God.
That's actually
like 10 years ago.
I know. And I actually still have 5 cameras that I don't know when they're from. I have no idea, but they are out of film. They're at zero pictures available.
Yeah, get it developed.
I should.
Please.
Well, I'm afraid now that I'm married about getting those developed that. You know, what's really on those photographs?
Well, at least the ones from the wedding.
Yeah. One time, you'll know who, I'm not going to say the name out loud, but someone was living with me mm-hmm. and they found some of these cameras that I had because I just had a habit of like, I had the disposable cameras and then I'd throw them and I'd never go get them developed. It was, I don't know why, I just didn't.
You just would drive by the shack,
yes,
not actually use them.
Yes, yes, yes. I was like, well, I took the picture. I don't need to look at it again. I was there. And the girl that I was living with, dating for a very short period of time, she actually found 2 of them in a drawer when she was cleaning out, and she took them mm-hmm. and got them developed, and she did not like what was on those. And I never remembered the night I took those. I was like, oh my God, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, give me those photographs.
Thanks for getting them developed.
Don't you have to go somewhere? I'll be in the bathroom. All right. I don't know how we got on this topic. But anyway, Jean Zahn is one of our newest favorite pickup artists at the 21 convention. Last episode, we got through some of his rambling speech.
He's a benevolent patriarch.
He's a benevolent patriarch.
Godfather, if you will.
The godfather of the seduction community.
A rocking chair enthusiast.
He loves a good rocking chair. And who doesn't, to be fair?
I guess, right. You know,
But anyway, so we just got through 20 minutes of his video. We didn't understand a fucking word the guy was saying. So why not go through another 20 minutes so we can be more confused?
Let's just see if he's got something of note.
Let's see if this heads in a direction. Let's see. He told us he wasn't prepared. He told us right at the beginning, I didn't prepare anything. Never prepared anything. Have no PowerPoint. Never prepared a speech. Let's see if he can pull it all together. Now I'm rooting for Zahn. Can he make a point? It's a question. One that we understand.
Can he make a point?
Can he make a point? And I don't mean like in the basket. I mean, Can he actually make a...
Well, so far, he has told us how much he loves...
his daughter.
His daughter and his girlfriend, and he married his niece, and he the beloved. Yes. We're missing saying the beloved.
He says there's...
Calling each other the beloved.
There's no good news right now that you can find on Earth, except for people calling each other beloved. What?
Yeah.
Or date night.
So
let's...
He's not actually saying how you get to
right.
your beloved.
He's... Yeah, it's all confusing. Go listen to the other episode.
Can
if you
he
really,
make a point?
Can he make a point? That's goal for episode number two, as Jean's on, is can he make a fucking point? We'll find out after these messages.
Are you lonely, depressed, listless, feeling silly? Call TCB at 212-433-3TCB to get advice on your most difficult life circumstances. That advice will probably be bad, but that's okay. Call today. It's only $79.99 plus shipping and handling for Ask TCB Advice Services. That's 212-433-3822. Now that I have your attention, you should know that you can also follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. If you want to request our latest sticker, head to tcbpodcast.com, click contact, and select sticker request from the drop-down menu. And don't forget, you owe me $79.99 plus shipping and handling.
All right, Jean's on, 21 Convention. 2022 or 2023, we don't really know. We don't really care. Empty Ramada Inn conference room in Central Florida. With fancy camera work, though. I will give them that. They've upped their game on the camera.
They paid for that.
Can you see or is that in the way?
No, that is in the way.
That is in the way?
Yeah,
all right. Can you reach it? Because with these headphones. Sorry, I blocked Chrissy's view of Jean's on. And you gotta get the full effect.
I do.
All right. So,
okay.
So let's get back into it. I don't know where we left off. We'll figure it out together.
But I'll talk to men. I'm talking to men, so I'll say it from this perspective. But it's both ways. If you want devotion, which is another word we don't use, because you want devotion, you want to be devoted and adore your girl, and you want her to do the same thing too. Because I'll tell you this. If your wife... Well, your girlfriend is...
I'll tell you this. I'd smack the shit out of anyone who's not devoted to me. Anyone who doesn't use proper old English around me.
I know.
Not proud of who you are as a man. What's the point?
I think he almost made a point with that point. If you're not proud of who you are as a man, what's the point? What does that have to do with devotion? Where is he going with this? Honestly, think about that last sentence. Let's listen to Jean's on over.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like making sure that there's a point to things. As you can tell by 650 pointless episodes of The Commercial Break.
Voted and adore your girl. And you want her to do the same thing too. Because I'll tell you this. If your wife or your girlfriend is not proud of who you are as a man, what's the point?
What in the world do those two things have to do with each other?
Maybe devotion. She'll be devoted.
Being
if
devoted
you're proud.
Has nothing to do with being proud. I'm devoted. Astrid's devoted to me, and she is far from proud of anything that I do.
If you're at a party and you're standing here talking to the guys, and she's over there, and you glance over at her and you think, "Yeah, that's my girl. I'm proud of who she is as a person. I'm glad that I know her."
I'm glad that I know my wife. I'm glad that I know the woman I've been sleeping with for the
last
10 years.
Yeah, while you're at a party.
Barbara, come here.
You know, this is when you take a moment to yourself
yes.
and sneak into a corner.
That's how I
look across the room.
I know you.
She did the...
Yeah, that's what I do with anybody I know. I go, I'm proud of you, devoted to you.
Glad I know you.
Can I have your phone number again? I lost it in the last transition with iPhones.
And she's thinking the same thing. If she's not really on your side, your best supporter, your best cheerleader, and she wants you to succeed and your business is failing and she's there with you, if you don't have that devotion, that...
I think he's pointing out some things that have happened in his own life. When your business is failing, when the chips are down, when you're not getting any new pussy, you want your girl to be next to you.
She's proud of who you are and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to become. what's the point? And how many relationships have that? So,
Blue. Swear to God on all that's holy. She has been on fire the last couple of days. On fire. As I get more sick from my parathyroid,
right.
She gets more crazy. I can't take it anymore. Yeah.
How do you do it? It's up to you. Guys say, well, I just have to find the perfect girl. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. You don't need a girl to have a girl. I'm not. That's not right. You don't need to find a girl to have a girl.
It's you set the tone. You set the tone. And it's simple. An example. And I've watched this for years. I've been studying this, thinking about this for years. All the greats in history, let's say it that way, all the men who have these beautiful, adoring relationships with beautiful women that they love, you know what they do? They all have in common?
Who are all the greats in world history that have had loving, devoted wives?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. With them for a long time.
They're the greats.
JFK. Nope, not JFK. He cheated on Jackie. Genghis Khan. Nah, he slept with whoever he wanted. Who else? Chrissy? Well, that's it. That's all I could think of. Truman? Nah, not so great with the ladies either.
Jimmy Carter. Happy birthday to him, by the way, yesterday on the 1st.
Well, as we're recording this, yes. 7 weeks ago, happy birthday to him.
100 years old.
He looks like he's 100 years old. I saw him being rolled out to his lawn to watch the airplanes go by. I just never want to be 100.
I know,
but he has become a great man. His presidency, a lot of people... I don't think it was great.
And the love story looks like it was there for those two.
Yes.
Rosalind
and Jimmy. There you go. One shining example.
That's great.
There you go.
They give little seeds of appreciation every single day to her. Not giant compliments, not a bouquet of roses, not hot air balloons.
But a little jizz, just a little couple little spermies in a coffee in the morning. Let her know you love her.
No big gestures. They're on their computer, and she's walking by with a load of laundry or whatever.
A load of laundry. Or whatever. He caught himself there. Or whatever.
Yeah. Load of laundry. That's when you just grab her ass.
Yeah, you just grab her ass and say, you're getting fat, hun. Love ya. Have you put on 5? Talk to you later. I'm busy. Don't talk to me. Go do the laundry.
Go back to the laundry.
And he looks up and he says, my sweetie, I just want to take a look at you. That's all I have to say. And he goes back to playing Call of Duty.
I just want to remember you carrying that laundry.
And he goes back to playing Call of Duty. It's what he just said.
Oh, my God.
My love, I just want to take a look at you.
With that laundry basket in your
hand. With that laundry basket in your head. I'm going to go whack off to some extreme porn now and get back to playing Call of Duty. Because I don't have a job. Thanks for making all the money, honey. Sorry about the skid marks. Oh, my God.
Just put a little OxyClean.
A little OxyClean and get that shit right out. I mean, the literal shit. Shit right out.
Little seeds of appreciation. And if you
they don't have a girlfriend. They don't have girlfriends. That's why they're here.
Right.
Dude. At least unless I totally misunderstand the concept of this particular convention with all these pickup artists.
No, it is. It's a pickup artist.
It's a pickup artist convention.
Brian, it's the manosphere.
Oh yeah.
Interested in what she's trying to do with her career, her life, and you want to know when you visit her, let's visit. I want to know. Tell me. Even if you don't understand it.
I don't really care, but let's visit. While I'm playing Call of Duty, you talk incessantly at my ear.
Tell me about what you're doing to make money.
I'll be on my headset while you tell me about how we're making all this money. I need a new joystick for my Call of Duty.
I can't believe he set up while you go back to playing
Call of Duty. Oh,
my girl's an architect. She does these incredible designs and she works on AutoCAD. So I'm looking over her shoulder and people are like, what? I have no idea how you do that.
Let me get back to Call of Duty.
Let me get back to my Call of Duty. That's confusing. Let me get back to Call of Duty. That's like me at the computer store.
Right.
Well, that's confused. Let me get back to napping. Thanks. You take care of it. I'll be napping. Talk to you later.
Interested. I spend a lot of time. I just realized this. I spend a lot of time visiting my girl. We've been together 10 years and I visit. You want to visit? Okay. Have a glass of wine, sit on the balcony. Just visit.
And she listens to me incessantly ramble. My beloved.
Notice they've just been together for 10 years. There's no marriage involved. It doesn't sound like.
No.
Which, that's fine.
I'd like to get in on this relationship for a day. Just follow it around for a day.
So far, the clues we've gotten is she does laundry and makes money as an architect while he plays Call of Duty. Speaks at pickup artist conventions.
All around the world.
In Romania. All around the world, but they're based out of Romania.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, listen, Romania is Romania, right?
Little seeds of appreciation. If she feels that she's seen by you, if she feels that she's seen by you, she'll follow you to the ends of the earth.
I don't think that's necessarily true. That you can just compliment somebody and then they're going to be hopelessly devoted to you.
Yeah, caught up in her jobs and okay, I got this, my wife now, and that's taken care of. So now I got to concentrate over here. All you have to do is like see her every day. Anyway, that was kind of my speech.
Well, that was great. Onward and upward. But it goes on for another 30 minutes. How is that your speech? He's talking about his speech at the wedding that we started 12 minutes ago. Wow. Way to wrap it up, bud. 12-minute meandering. I've heard some of our presidential candidates be more on point.
Yeah. That's the thing. And I know that modern society is not constructed in that way. I know that the problem with marriage in the West is that the government...
Oh, now you know about the problem with marriage in the West. I love when people say that. The philosophy in the East, like, you know about the philosophy in the East or the problems with the marriage in the West. Tell me more, Zahn, Sean.
It puts a layer of something over it that makes it a little dicey for me. I get that.
What?
In the West?
There's a layer of something.
There's a layer of something. He can't put his finger on it, but it's all over the West. Sticking to me like the algae on Brian's pool.
That's the problem with marriage.
That's right.
But if you have this concept of the beloved and you retain that in your heart, all those things are protected against, you know?
No.
With the layer?
If you,
something?
If you just say the word beloved, then you get rid of the something that is sticking all over the West? Okay, got it. Tenfold.
There's a conviction in men that's missing today. I was talking to the guys yesterday at the table, and they said, you know, the testosterone in men is way less than it was 50 years ago.
What?
Ah?
Testosterone in men is way less. I mean, that might be scientifically true, or the average might be down. But what does that have to do? You promised us that you would tell us the one good thing.
Yeah, the one message.
The one good message that's being delivered in society today. And so far, you've delivered a lot of words, but no messages.
Really? Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. When I talk to guys, I say, hey, you're a horny guy, let's go. Maybe they're not.
Hey, horny guys, suck me off.
Wild and horny guy.
Hey, you're a horny guy. I got nanus. Let's get at it. I got a couple holes. Let's
do it.
Did he say
I've been barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah, maybe I've been barking up the wrong cock. Maybe I've been licking on the wrong cock.
Because I am. You know? The feeling of that I think your sexual energy, your desire to bend the world over, is God-given.
Your desire to bend the world over.
If you got a softy in your brain, you're going to have a softy in your pants. You know what I'm saying?
Bend the world over.
All right. That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it, I suppose.
Get it. But that's who we are. That's our masculine edge, as we call it. what's missing? And I'm thinking, wow, don't you feel the same thing as me? The guys say to me in coaching, they say, so how do I?
I can't believe with those cargo the pants. Table.
Round table.
Yeah.
The round breakout table. Session.
Yeah, the breakout session. Did you hear that the men's testosterone was down by 50% over the last 50 years? You mean you don't want to bend the world over? Maybe I'm licking on the wrong nuts, but that's my masculine edge. By men. I thought my masculine edge was Drakkar Noir.
Become more of a sexual creature.
I always thought his masculine edge was those cargo pants, yeah. clearly every pocket filled with something.
You watch porn all day. Don't tell me you're not a sexual creature. It's just that you hide it from the world. You're afraid. Toxic. It's toxic. Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
God.
Yeah, you should be out taking that pornographic aggression out on the world. Exactly.
Right?
Right.
But you think about
right.
Anything that's been created in history, it's this thrusting, penetrating nature of man.
The Washington Monument, thrusting nature of man. The Eiffel Tower, thrusting, penetrating nature of man. The space station, basically a big penis. A big, hard, erect penis in the space sky.
They've created all the cities. That's what our civilization is based upon. And it's a beautiful
thing.
Nature of men?
That cities were built on it.
You see a bunch of construction workers boning each other while they're building the Empire State Building. Ding, ding, ding. Clack, clack, clack. Hey, let's take a break. It's time to cut off for 5. Get your dick sucking in. Let's smoke a fag and have a dick sucking. What do you say?
So do not listen. Do not listen to the media, to the screeching voices that say, no, it's wrong. Don't listen to it. In all these years, I've been public speaking and writing. I wrote a book.
The thrusting, penetrating nature of man.
They're saying that's right. I thought he was saying that was what built cities.
Yeah, but now he's saying that that's what the media tells you.
Oh.
Just last night, I was listening to Brian Williams as he said, the thrusting, penetrating nature of men's cocks strikes again.
There's been an incident.
There's been a thrusting, penetrating incident.
That's the girl. Go to alabastergirl.com, get a copy, I'll sign it and send it to you. And then go back to me. Wait,
let me take a drink of water.
In all these years, you've never heard me say anything about social issues.
That's true. That is true.
In all the years.
In all the years we've been covering you.
You've never heard me say anything.
Not a thing.
I've been talking about men and women for many years. I don't talk about feminism. I don't talk about pornography, gender fluidity wars. All these socials, I don't talk about them. I know they're impacting the daily life of men and women constantly. I get it. But there's enough voices talking about those things. I was on a radio show one time in Montreal.
So let me talk about them for a minute.
Yeah.
And it was a woman's... She has a sex radio show, and at the end of it, she said, "Zan, I asked all my guests this: what is your concept of, or what do you think about this, the idea of pornography?" And I'm like,
"What do you think about pornography?"
Radio silence. You can't have that, right? I'm like, I don't have a response to that. And yes, I know.
Like it.
Well, it's a frequent friend of mine. I have a frequent flyer program on pornx.com. But I don't really have an opinion on it. It's not my opinion. I don't know, but I'm guessing that Zahn has some favorite porn site out there that he's burning up. Yeah. That's just my 2 cents. All right, we got to take a break because, you know, Chrissy, we got to pay the bills. And we can't just listen to Zahn.
He still hasn't gotten to the point, so we're still rooting for him.
We're rooting for you, Zahn. We're hoping you're going to make a point. Maybe it's coming after these messages. We'll see. We'll be back.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me at 212-433-3TCB. If you have any comments, questions, compliments, or content ideas, that's 212-433-3822. You can also find us on the interweb at tcbpodcast.com, which is where all of our audio and video lives. So check it out. And then while you're at it, you can follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. That's all for now. So let's have a listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
Okay, Zon, bring it on with a point. I know you got one in you.
The race is on. Come on,
come on, here you go. Radio show, ask what pornography was. Go.
You didn't have an answer.
Give it to us.
That pornography is affecting our sense of the way we view our bodies, sense of intimacy. I get it. But I don't think on this.
That's the watch.
But I don't have an opinion. I still
these
love
social
it.
Issues. What we do with Ars Amarada, what I do, is we run around it. Because you can't win. If you walk into the swamp, look at Dr. Jordan Peterson, bless his heart. He has a beautiful, kind, respectful, honorable message for young men. Take control of your clean your own room. Start there. You clean your room, then all these rooms are cleaned, and there's some sense of...
What are we talking about? Now we're on to Jordan Peterson?
Ability comes back into the world. It's a good message for men. But he's trying to fight Medusa. And it's destroying his health. You can't win, guys.
Destroying
society.
Why are we...
Self?
Jordan hurt himself by fighting Medusa? Well, first of all, never fight Medusa. That's an eight-headed snake lady.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get
involved
with
that. Don't
look
in the eyes.
Yes. Aha.
In the media is too strong. Right? We're trying to battle against it. Nah, just go around it. Leave.
Nah, just ignore all the social issues. Get right to the pussy.
The screeching voices behind. Don't pay them any heed. Go around them. The Bible says, whatsoever things are lovely, think
look,
on these things.
Look, Zon, just because you got ordained on the internet.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can go throwing around
Bible
scripture.
Verses and bless you, my child.
Like you're the Archbishop of Romania. Come on, man. You'd have us believe that you could step foot in a church without setting on fire.
And I implore you to do that. Because it's upon you to go into your communities, into your relationships, into your life as that man who's life-giving. The idea of
life-giving
masculinity is toxic.
Does that mean
is a sin?
Yeah,
it's a sin.
No, toxic masculinity might be a sin. I get it. I get the point, right? But I think this is way over dramatized, Don. I think you are in fact making a social issue out of an issue that may not be an issue. And that's the problem, is you're stoking a fire that may not need to be stoked. Yes, men are men. We should be men. Women are women. They should be women. There are differences between the two. And there are lots of people who are fluid around that. And that's cool too, right? We should all be allowed to be what we are. And, you know, could you make an argument that sometimes little boys don't get the message that they
Brian,
should?
Brian. Just go around it.
The idea is a sin. Masculinity.
I was going to get there.
Oh,
you beat me to the punch, yeah.
It's not toxic.
We're becoming
it's
one.
We're becoming one. I'm doing the setup and now you're doing the punchlines.
It's absent. There's a danger in the heart of men, which is your thrusting, desiring nature. Bend the world over. That's how I view it anyway.
Yeah.
You have this nature. You have this power to destroy this. The guys are talking about it this weekend. This beautiful anger that's used as a tool as opposed to lose control. Anger is a beautiful tool.
Now we're on anger is a beautiful tool. We were devoted and then we're la-la-la.
Rocking.
Now anger is a beautiful tool. Let's go out and use it by thrusting and penetrating everything we see. Stick your dicks in buildings. Lead with your dick, boys.
And we've been suppressing it all our lives, but anger is good. It's a beautiful tool to use.
Who's been suppressing it all their life? Because I go to the grocery store and people want to knock me over with a shopping cart because I'm alive. I don't know.
And the problem is this. Because we have this danger in our hearts, which is a beautiful, God-given, created way we are, the danger, the ability to defend and protect. And, you know, the metaphor I use is the caveman's outside the cave, and his loved ones are inside. And he's fighting the saber-toothed tiger with a stick. So, God, but he's going
to
fight.
We went from rocking chairs to weddings. To devoted, to date night, to the danger in hearts, to our thrusting, penetrating nature of making all things that were ever created, to now fighting saber-toothed tigers.
My girl doing my laundry.
Yeah, my girl doing her laundry, grab her ass, back to Call of Duty. And now, when I'm at home fighting off the saber Barbara, get my spear! There's a saber-toothed tiger outside of Romania!
Because... his loved ones are there, right? That spirit of danger, the ability and the desire to destroy something to protect, okay? And the problem we have is when that danger, which is inherent in us, in men, is turned inward toward the cave.
Oh, my God.
Barbara, I'm going to kill you now.
Thanks for the spear.
Yeah, thanks for the spear. I'm going to throw it at you. But can you do my laundry first? Thanks, Barbara.
That's where you get relationship abuse, children molestation, school shootings. This idea of the...
Okay.
He's trying to address some things that are in the world, I guess, but what these people are at a pickup artist conference.
And he's trying to like teach them something. And I think there's like an ether of a point here that is talking, addressing.
It's a wispy, smoky.
It's like right after the Big Bang, everything was just kind of like floating out there, trying to get together, molecules and atoms or something. I don't know. I heard it one time on a video. But we're not really coming together with a star right now. We're not putting enough matter together to get a star. He's trying to address the entire world, everything that's wrong with everything. Zahn is really a benevolent patriarch.
Self-professed.
Yeah, self-professed.
Because the anger is directed in. And not out here, lovingly out this way, and we're protecting.
Towards the saber-toothed tiger?
Yeah, okay. So we're protecting and killing things outside our cave, but not inside our... I don't get the point. I'm not getting the metaphor.
So I'm much a champion for men, and I have a lot of hope, and I have a lot of...
Wow.
I'm a much a champion.
Faith in men, which you'll never hear anywhere in the modern age. I really believe in men. I think they're cool. And I think they're your masculine edge, your desire, your sexual nature, as I said, is divine. So do not listen to anybody that says anything else. Take it to heart. Understand it. Love it. Love it.
Take it to heart. Beans. The more you eat, the more you fart.
Bend the world over.
Get them right in the patoochie.
Aristotle said,
I mean,
here we go, Zahn.
Okay, maybe this.
Yeah, maybe this is a point. Good. All right, we're going to give him one more chance here. One more chance, at least on this episode.
Start with first principles. What do you know to be true? That's as simple as it needs to be. I talk about conviction. Men do not have this concept of conviction anymore. What does that mean? A 22-year-old guy will say to me, well, I don't have conviction. I don't know yet. I don't even know what I want to do with my life. I don't have conviction. Yes, you do. You know what you know. You start with first principles. What do you know to be true? I know that I'm standing on the street here with my friends.
I'm a thruster.
It seems like that's what he's saying.
Yeah, what if all the guys are just walking down the street just thrusting? Like little platypuses.
Embrace your thrustiness.
Yeah. And, I embrace my thrustiness all the time. I'm in the shower. I'm just thrusting. I'm practicing my thrusts. I got to get those thrusting muscles back in fighting order. My parathyroid took them down.
That's true. I know I see a girl over there who's attractive to me. I like the way she looks. That's a statement of truth that no one can say. That's not true. I negate that. That's a statement of truth. I would like to meet her. I would like to meet her. I'm with my friends, but I would like to walk over there and say, hello, I'm Zan. I would like to meet her. That's a statement of truth. You know that to be true. You're convicted of these things.
So wait, the guy doesn't know what he wants to do for a living, but when he walks into a bar, start with the statement of truth is, I would like to meet that girl. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this it's true to this particular person.
No one can say that it's not.
No one.
Be convicted.
Fake news.
The universal truths that you believe in your heart, you have conviction about these things. You can rest on that and say, at least I know that. And all you have to do when you go and talk to the girl is speak these statements.
I'm standing on the street. I think you're attractive. I wanted to meet you. These are my truths.
These are my truths.
Okay, dude. Thanks. Yeah. Just wanted to say my truths. First three principles.
Aristotle.
Jean taught me. Aristotle. Aristotle, his first album.
It's the truth you know. I was over there with my friends, and I saw you over here. Statement. And I had to come say hello.
Another statement.
And I'm nervous. That's a statement too. But I had to come say hello anyway. What's your name? That's as simple as it is.
I guess that's better than getting into a fake argument with somebody.
That's very true.
Hey, listen, at 60 years old, maybe Zahn did learn something.
Yes. Yeah.
If you just talk to a woman like a human being, then maybe they want to be with you.
I like this. Okay.
All right. Zahn's getting there. Should we go for a third? He's moving into some territory sometimes that I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe we should give him a chance to wrap it
up. Maybe we should.
Let's see. I'd take an audience vote, but you're not here and we're not here, so. You're not here. We're not here. Zahn's not here. That's a statement of truth, though. I didn't lie.
First principle,
Aristotle. Aristotle, part two.
Second album.
I like his earlier stuff. That's my personal opinion. All righty. So everyone's settled down. Zahn's got us all in a flutter over here. DCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video right there from one location. You can also get your free TCB sticker drop-down menu on the Contact Us button. It says, I want my free sticker. That's a statement of truth.
That is.
And no one can tell you otherwise. We pre-populated it like Aristotle. Give us your address, which I also hope is a statement of truth. Give us your address and then we'll send you one. To anyone that's interesting, we are going to be doing live shows next year. Give me a chance to recover. I appreciate everyone who is planning on going to the Florida shows, that you've been so fucking kind. Honestly, Chrissy, best listeners in the world.
Yes.
Not a negative word. Well, one guy said it may suck for everybody else that you're canceling the shows, but I like it because now I can go. And I was like, all right, there you go. So kind of negative, but then it turned positive, and I was like, all right, good for you. So we'll announce those dates very soon. When we get back from our little break here, we'll be announcing those dates. I'm sure of it. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. And when we get back, we'll respond. Questions, comments, concerns, concept ideas. You know what we like. Send it on over. And we'll get back to you just as soon as we can. Okay, Chrissy. That's all I can do for now.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.